We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the NHRA Virginia Nationals. Three consecutive wins, second consecutive win here at Virginia, 30th win in your top fuel career, 34 all time, combining all wins. Steve Torrence ran Todd Payton, Scott Palmer, your dad, and Antron Brown en route to this victory.
Well, I'm going to tell you, for the 30th time, even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every now and then. No, honestly, hands down, hats off to the whole Capco boys. I mean, those guys, they gave me the best race car of the day. We were the guys that went down the track four times in a row and were able to, all I had to do was not run over anything or anybody, and they gave me the best car ever. So Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, they make the right calls when the pressure's on, when the heat's out there, and sitting in the car, I needed to lose some weight, but I probably lost more than I wanted to for that final round. I sat in there and was sweating it down, brother. But the racetrack was 140 degrees today at one point, so that's where those guys really excel. And I said it earlier in the day, I mean, in cowboy terms, I rode the two best horses out here. So those guys, they get it done. And to be the driver of that car is just a blessing and an honor.
You've run Antron Brown in the final round now 10 times. The first five times he beat you, the last five times you beat him. That is pretty great rivalry.
Man, I'll tell you what, that guy has kicked my butt over and over and over. I don't know if I'm making any progress on him because I think it was like 32-2, but I don't know what the numbers are. But to say that you can go head-to-head with a guy and we're 50%, some of those final rounds were my own fault where we lost, because AB is, in my opinion, the best. And he's went out and he's proven it time and time again that when the pressure's on, when everything's down, he's the best driver out here. He's a three-time world champion, and that's why. So to say that we're neck and neck, 5-0 and 0-5, that I'm honored and really just proud to say that, because, I mean, he's the baddest guy on the block right now. He has been for years.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Phil Burgess. Good. Phil is good. Here's a crazy stat before we let you go. Get this, Stat Guy Special. Over the last 56 events, starting in 2017, this is a class-leading 22nd race win. The next person has six wins. That's the dominance you guys have put together since 2017.
That's
22 of 56 compared to six.
Yeah, and so who is the six? All but Antron Brown?
Probably.
So it's really humbling, because this sport is in no way that lopsided. We've just had a really, really good car and a great group of guys. I mean, there's times where I go out and I do my job, and I go out and I stand on the gas on time, and I've won some races on hole shots. But time and time again, those Capco boys, Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, every one of those guys on the team, they don't make mistakes. They provide me with a race car that can win every round. And when you have that, it's a confidence booster, it's a confidence builder, and it makes you go up there and drive the car. A great race car can make a mediocre driver look awesome, and I would say that's where I'm at.
Going head-to-head against your dad, that deserves a comment and a note. Obviously, you guys love to go at each other. Last year, he tried really hard to beat you and end your perfect countdown. You did get by him, though, in a very close race. He wanted this one real bad, had a good weekend for the most part, but you loaded him up. So, you know, what does that get you in Capco land, you know, when you beat Billy?
You know, honestly, we race as a family. We've raced as a family all my life, and there was some time when he wasn't out here in the fuel car with us, and so we weren't together. But now to have him back out and running the way that he is, that car over there is bad to the bone. I mean, he's got Walt Prisbell, he's got Jake McCullough over there, and that team, I mean, that's a part-time team, but that's not part-time guys. Those guys have, some of those guys have won championships on that team. They're all where they need to be, and to go out and have the race that we've, or races that we've had. And today, I talked a little trash. I told him, I said, man, they're gonna get me. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm going to be abusing the elderly. And to be honest with you, this sucker went out there and left on me, and I felt bad about it. But he's good. And the thing that I was most proud of for my dad today is he really struggled. He did not drive worth the crap in qualifying. He went out there and made some mistakes, and I've been there. I've made those same mistakes. Though I've never been timed out, I've double-stepped, I've rolled the beams, I've done all of those things. And I told him, I said, you know, to to do what you did today, coming off of a terrible day like you had yesterday, and come out here and drive the way you did, that's maturity as a driver, to be able to overcome something that is 100% mental. And so I was more proud of him for that than anything, because you get in this thing and it's only you and God and that race car when you hit the gas and that light comes on. And more often than not, you can screw it up. So he did a really good job. He was on the tree all day today. And so I was glad to get around him. I got to go home and go to work with him tomorrow. And I got to look at all those guys in the office. And I'm glad to say that I kicked his butt and he didn't kick mine.
Final question. Winning multiple races in a row is, you know, it's a rare thing. It takes a lot. And you have maybe one of the great streaks, winning the countdown and sweeping it in perfection. But three in a row, nothing to sneeze at. This is like a half countdown, so to speak. Why is your team so, able to get on these runs and go on these dominant stretches?
I don't know if there's any just one thing that you can attribute to that. During the middle of the season is where Richard and Bobby really prevail. They have a great handle on subpar conditions. And not saying that this track was subpar in any kind of way. This is one of the best racetracks, if not the best racetrack that we go to. It's smooth as glass down through there. And for me to notice that a racetrack's smooth, it's really smooth, because I have no clue what's going on between the 60-foot and the 1320 most of the time. That's when I'm trying to figure out how to stop. But they handle hot conditions where it doesn't take the guy that hits home runs. It takes the guy that hits doubles and triples every time. It's where the finesse part comes into it, and just going A to B and not making the mistakes. And that's where those guys over there all prevail, and they rise to the top.
Is there anything you haven't been asked that you want people to know about?
No, I think that this has been really good. This has been great. I'm going to go home, enjoy this week off, and then I think we get to fire up and start hitting it pretty hard and heavy here coming up. So really, really proud of all the guys, really honored to drive the race car, and I think that we need to try to save up some of this luck for the last six.
There you go. Steve Torrence, congratulations. Top Fuel winner.
Thank you.